You're off on international duty now. You're becoming a real fixture in the England squad. It's a friendly this week. Are you going to get any game time?
I don't know, to be honest. Obviously, I'd like to think I'd be in contention. But, you know, it's just an honour for me to be able to go away with England and represent my country if given the chance. So, you know, it's one I look forward to. Working with the players and the management staff there is exceptional. Obviously, Dave Watson's still there, so on the day-to-day basis and training basis, it's not any different to what I do at Colney day in, day out. So
it's a strange one because there's no break from Premier League. You've got an international in midweek and then Manchester United next week. It's quite a week for you, this, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going to be a tough week, but, you know, that's what you want to be. You want to be at the top level and doing this sort of stuff. And like I say, if I can go away and hopefully get some game time for England and then come back and we put in another good performance against Man U, then, you know, I'll be absolutely delighted.
Another advantage from the clean sheets, Help for Heroes is doing very well out of you this year. I know your clean sheet bonus goes straight to charity.
Yeah, I think we've beaten last year already, so, you know, that's a bonus in itself, and obviously anything that we can get along the way building on top of that would be fantastic. So look forward to seeing what the end total is at the end of the season.
And this is the weekend of all weekends as well, a minute silence before the game, poppies on the shirts. It's all particularly poignant, isn't it, when we're in early November as we are?
Yeah, you know, it's always something I look forward to. You know, I think it's very, very important for people to remember the sacrifice a lot of people made to make sure we have the life we have now. And I think that's very important for people to remember. And obviously, you know, coming to the football ground, the 2 minute silence was impeccably observed, and I'm sure it was right around the country. And then obviously tomorrow at 11 o'clock, 2 minutes again. So, you know, it's no more than the people who put their lives on the line deserve.